Hallo, ik ben Joy. Ik lees verhalen voor BDSM Radio en daar luister ik ook heel vaak naar.
The law firm. Today started out as usual. No neon sign or newspaper headline urging me to stay in bed. I did anticipate a demanding day at the office, but I had no clue as to how trying it would turn out to be. Oh, yeah, right. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Joy, 27, and a New York lawyer. To get in the mood for another hard day at the office, I decided I needed something extra to boost me up. What about my red top, underneath my pale pink business suit, with my new black lace lingerie underneath? That red top with its tin straps was actually a little tight, and my boobs wanted to jump out all the time. Oh well, with my business suit over it, no one could tell. Well, unless you counted that one little triangle of red showing between my breasts. But I felt sure it was all right. I like to wear sexy clothes, not to show them to the world, but underneath my regular business outfit, to make me feel more secure, more pretty, sexier. Actually, usually I don't show them to anyone. It boosts up my morale just to know that I have this little secret. When I got to the office, I discovered the skirt was a little too short for that afternoon's business meeting, but it was too late for me to go back home and change. Sitting down, you could almost see the black lace border of my thong. I got into the habit of pulling the shirt down all morning, but that did me little good, showing my belly button instead. Well, I have a good firm belly, but I don't think that's appropriate at work. Early that afternoon, the meeting started. It was a joint weekly meeting with another law firm. This week, the meeting didn't go at all like any before in the last year. For the first time those 12 months, I was scheduled to present a case I wanted to have the other firm's expertise on, and I had prepared for it all week. Beside myself, there should be another 10 people, but actually only 3 showed up. 2 of these were lawyers like myself from my own firm, and the third one, Arthur, was an attorney at the other firm. The chairman turned out to have the flu, so Arthur offered to chair the meeting. Because I had some papers with me that he needed, he decided I should sit beside him. Tom and Rick were facing us. I don't actually work much with either one of these guys, which is really a shame, because they're both tall, good-looking, and I wouldn't mind seeing a little more of them. Literally, I guess. Rick is a friend of a college friend of mine, and he invited me to watch a baseball game at his place tomorrow with a group of people from the office. And then there's Arthur. He's much different from anyone I know. Although he's gorgeous, he also tends to, intimidate me. He's powerful, towering, impressive. I'd love to watch him work over a jury sometime. I've eyed him every week this last year. He's tall, over 6 feet, broad-shouldered and muscular. That much I could tell, just by looking at his expensive silk suit. He's handsome, with a firm jaw, beautiful white teeth, intense eyes, and a friendly smile. And even though he's big and overpowering, he's kind and gentle at the same time. Whenever he spoke out in those meetings, he knew his stuff and treated everybody else's opinion with respect. Arthur had it all. Well, he never noticed me before today. But I quickly found out that today was unlike any other. Because of the many chairs inside the meeting room, it was rather tight there. So when Arthur sat down next to me, his thigh brushed mine for a second. Wow! I thought he was electrically charged. I felt a power surge going through me. My surprised gaze met his for a second. What did I see in those eyes? They were half closed, dark, smoky. Then I looked down at my thigh. His muscular leg was very close to mine, and I became aware again of my short skirt. Tried to pull it down a little, but then my hand brushed accidentally against his leg, and underneath the table, invisible to the others, he stroked my hand quickly before I hastily pulled it back. Did Tom and Rick see something? They were both staring hard at my knees, and Rick turned a little red in the face. Or did they happen to catch a glimpse of my panties as I sat down? Nah, couldn't be. Tom stumbled to his feet and poured coffee. When he arrived at my cup, I suspected him of peeping over my shoulders at my boobs. From his high position, my new black lace bra may have just been visible over my tight top. Arthur, too, couldn't take his eyes off me. His gaze concentrated more on my short skirts and on my legs. I actually felt somewhat flattered with all the attention, and I managed to give Arthur a good look at my cleavage when I dropped my pencil. I noticed little beads of sweat on his upper lip and a little tension in his immaculate pants. Shouldn't give him too much encouragement. It was obvious to me that he had a hard time focusing on the agenda, but with superhuman power he managed anyway. Listening to Tom's presentation, he leaned back in his chair, stretching his leg to have its whole length touch mine. The sturdy silk of his pants felt wonderful, cool but at the same time boiling hot, and the heat surged through my leg once again. I felt the seat of my chair turn wet with my moisture, and I thought I could smell my juices a little. My breathing became labored, and I also heard him panting softly next to me. Suddenly I felt a hand on my knee, traveling slowly upward alongside my inner thigh. What a beautiful hand he had, big and strong, with a small mole on his little finger. I leaned into his hand, moaned silently, but when he arrived at the hem of my skirt, I put my small hand on his, as if to stop him. As if I could, really. Or I wanted to. Yeah, right. Silently, I sat in quiet enjoyment of his muscular strength, and I felt my nipples harden. I'd opened my jacket buttons because of the heat, and I noticed his gaze going towards my breasts. The pants of his tailor-made suit seemed to get awfully tight. His bulge was now clearly visible. I moistened my lips. But then, startled, I realized it was my turn to present my case. That turned out to be not so easy, after all. I was well prepared, that wasn't a problem. No, my throaty voice and weak knees were caused by something entirely different. When I got up, my skirt rode up a little, and I pulled it down again. Arthur's gaze focused on my belly, and I could see Rick and Tom breathing hard. Oh, dear. Forgot to button up my jacket again. Oh, well, the harm was already done, so I decided to leave it at that. The first half of my presentation went well enough, but halfway through I felt Arthur, still sitting dangerously close to me, starting to caress the back of my lower leg. Yeah, that would did wonders for my concentration. As his hand got to my knee, my neck almost buckled up beneath me, and I thought I would faint right then and there. One strong finger traveled slowly, agonizingly slowly, northward, up my leg, without the others being able to see it, of course, but I knew better. Underneath my tight skirt, he could almost reach my thong, which by that time was dripping wet. He had no chance to go on, though, because at that very moment I had finished. Phew! He hastily pulled his hand back, and as I sat down again, I noticed his fingernail shining with moisture. He seemed to intensely smell it before putting it slowly but deliberately in his mouth. Now it was my turn to blush profusely, and I felt a tightening all through my stomach. Thank goodness the meeting was soon over afterwards, because I couldn't have lasted much longer. I shook three strong hands, avoided Arthur's stare, and then fled. Phew! Where could I regain my composition without anyone disturbing me? I thought of the ladies' bathroom on the parking level in the basement, when no one would come in the middle of the day. And I ran as fast as I could without losing my dignity. Once there, I decided to avail myself of the facilities, pulled my thong down and started to pee. Oh, that relieved a lot of tensions. I couldn't understand myself anymore. Did I entice Arthur too much in there, showing him my cleavage? And when he caressed my legs, I had liked it all far too much. What happened to me inside that meeting room? This was a new person coming out. Could it be because I hadn't had any sex since my boyfriend took up off a few months ago? I couldn't help my hand going south, caressing my tormented mound. Slowly, involuntarily, my pussy sucked up my middle finger. Oh, how wet it still was from before. More urges rushed through me, and my butt jolted upwards. Deeper and deeper it went, and there was just enough room for a second finger. Oh, how good that felt. I should do this more often, that wouldn't hurt none. Meanwhile, I bolted with pleasure when I felt my orgasm rising. Oh, oh! Fortunately, no one had entered that white sterile room, or else they would have had an earful. The stall doors were the size of saloon doors, so if you had accidentally walked in on me, you might have gotten an eyeful as well. It took me a while to calm down, but I finally managed to smooth down my clothes, opened the stall door, and retrieved my briefcase from the floor. And then it happened. A big, strong hand closed over my mouth, and I heard a throaty, deep male voice from behind me. "Calm down, little girl, so I won't have to hurt you." A second hand closed over my breasts, pinning me tight against his body so I was effectively immobile. I was petrified with fear, couldn't move a muscle. My knees seemed like spaghetti, and my voice gave out. If he hadn't stood behind me and supported me, I'm sure I would have collapsed on the floor. A shiver ran through my body, hardening my nipples, and I felt them push against my bra. The man noticed it right away and rubbed the palm of his hand roughly over my breasts. Oh, God, Joy, I knew you would enjoy this. Oh, you're so exciting. No, I thought. Can't you tell the difference between excitement and mortal fear? And how did he know my name? But I couldn't utter a word. I wanted to scream, but instead I moaned through his fingers. Then he reached over and turned off the light. Suddenly it was pitch black, unsettling. I lost my balance and he had to support me or I would have fallen. He towered over me, filling the whole room with his broad shoulders. He pulled me towards him and his hands grabbed mine. My briefcase had fallen to the ground a long time ago. He bent both my arms backward and held them behind my back with just his one hand. He was so strong, all thoughts of wriggling loose left my mind, even if I would have wanted that. He kissed me firmly on the mouth, using both his lips and his determined tongue, and I hated myself for feeling that familiar ache spread around my womb again. I tried to yell, but my burning throat let out a little moan instead. His powerful hand closed over my mouth. Was that an affirmative sound, or maybe you're trying to scream? Don't make me have to gag you now. Or can I trust you to be a nice little girl? I realized, too late of course, I should have screamed at the top of my lungs that previous second, but I didn't expect anyone to hear me in that basement, but still, you should let a rapist know you don't want his attentions, don't you? No way would I be a nice girl, or perhaps he'd hurt me if I weren't. Through an opening underneath the bathroom door, there was some light sifting in, and the darkness lifted a little bit. I could see the black outline of his massive form standing before me. But before I could tell him to go to hell, I felt my head nod in compliance. Why wouldn't my body obey me? I couldn't utter a single word. My tongue felt like Death Valley. He groaned in satisfaction as he considered something. I don't have to cuff you now, would I? I guess I came to my senses a little. Through my tightened throat, I could hear my husky, "Oh my God!" I tried to wriggle free, but he was way too strong for me. "Well, you leave me no other choice. You may not like this, but I, on the other hand..." He didn't finish the sentence, but he bound my arms with a piece of, I don't know, electric wire? It felt stiff, but he didn't tie it so tight that it would hurt. I couldn't move a muscle anymore. He didn't tie my wrists together, but he bound my left hand to my right elbow, and my right hand to the left elbow. My shoulders were tensely pressed backwards. This made my breast push forward. God, treason! Ever since that fiery kiss, my nipples were rock hard, and seemed twice as big now because of my uncomfortable position. The man still stood behind me, but because he was a lot bigger than me, he could easily watch this spectacle over my shoulders. At least I think he was watching. I heard him suddenly gasp. Something hard began to press against my lower back. I felt my jacket being pushed slowly down my arms, and my top being lifted over my head. He then reached behind me and pulled off my bra with a swift movement, causing my ample breasts to jump out. Without further ado, he lifted me up onto the sink, which felt hard and cold to my buttocks, even through my skirt. It seemed effortless. How strong this man was! He pulled my torso back so that the back of my head leans against the mirror, and he positioned himself between my legs. My efforts to keep my knees together were futile. Without any trouble, he pushed them aside, hitching my tight skirt upward. As I silently prayed he wouldn't hurt me too much, I thought, that's it, now he's going to push his hard cock inside me. But instead he bent down. He bowed his head until he touched my skirt with his nose and sniffed hard. Oh my God, woman, you do smell good. Belatedly I realized I had just fingered myself, and my cum juices had flowed profusely, even before, during that incredible meeting. He hitched my skirt even further up, like a 6-inch belt, and put his head all the way down. One hand caressed my mound, his little finger, well, little, strayed towards my anus. With one pull, my thong disappeared from my ass, but this made the valley between my buttocks and my anus all tingly. Did he do that with his teeth? Through the darkness, I couldn't be sure, but that's certainly the way it felt. I tried to moan and squirm to free myself, but I didn't have a chance against his strong arms. And you're so beautiful, all moist and juicy and pink. My inner sex is a little hidden. You have to open my outer lips to be able to see my treasures. Slowly I felt his head still against my stomach, moving down, first with his rough, hard jaw, then his strong lips, and next his nose through my narrow line of blonde pubic hair. My labia is smooth and my bikini line about 1/2 inch wide. I couldn't keep my mind off what was happening down there. I honestly tried very hard, staring at the ceiling, finding another distraction. But with those tingling feelings around my stomach, I couldn't concentrate on the overhead lighting, or lack of it, very well now, could I? The man's teeth played around through my narrow forest, when suddenly he pulled a couple of hairs out. Ow! I don't know why it didn't sound like a scream, but instead like a long, deep moan. And it did me no good but to get him more excited. All of a sudden, his finger forced itself down my sphincter, and my body shot upward. He kept his other hand on my right breast, squeezing my nipples gently but softly, which sent violent pulses through my entire body. His mouth found my outer sex and his tongue wiggled slowly inside. My God, he had a long tongue. My squirms seemed more like rhythmic movements by now, but my moans were loud as ever. That wasn't fair. Oral sex was never this good, if it ever happened. My boyfriend didn't really like to do it. Said he didn't like the taste of my juices. The big invisible man set up his tongue just to the front of my anus and with a long haul licked me all the way forward, doubling up on my clit. Ooh, I thought I would die. I somehow leaned on my elbow, still tied behind my back, and my buttocks went up from pure ecstasy. This was exactly what he needed to push his tongue deep, deep, deep in my tunnel of love, massaging me rhythmically everywhere. And I mean everywhere. Did I just have the one G-spot? When he suddenly pulled completely out of me, I involuntarily let out a moan of regret. Instead, he started putting his tongue around my little nub, licking, flicking, circling it, until it was rock hard. Both his hands now grabbed my buttocks, and his finger disappeared all the way into my anus. His two thumbs now took over my vagina, and I thought I would go crazy. He started moving them alternately, faster and faster and faster. His little finger found the same rhythm, and I started shaking violently, till I seemed to explode. I moaned, and yeah, I screamed. Oh, oh! Also, I thought I started to pee. I don't know, I positively squirted. The orgasm shook through me, but I couldn't take any more, and I collapsed. Through my haze, I could see him go down on me and lap up all my juices, making me come again. Ah, I couldn't seem to stop. When I came to, I found myself having been turned around 180 degrees, lying on the counter on my back. My tied arms were beneath me, and my legs were upright against the wall-to-wall mirror. My nose pointed upward, but I could see nothing but darkness. I just knew that my slit, still wide open, red and juicy, would be a wonderful sight in that mirror. Of course, I couldn't see it, because my head was bent backwards. A huge shadow blocked my view. Strong lips were kissing mine. A long tongue was caressing my mouth, and a hand was slowly darting along my chin, my neck. Breasts, nipples, which were pointing to the ceiling, still rock hard. Didn't my body know it shouldn't react that way? That I was afraid of this big man, and what I felt wasn't excitement at all? But was that exactly true? It felt so good. It felt so good, like that was what I had ached for all my life. There was a new sense of heat all over my chest that I'd never felt before. Each of those thumbs were bigger than many a cock I ever had, and together with his tongue, they gave me ultimate pleasure. And as a bonus, I got his finger in my anus. I'd never felt that. My boyfriend never nagged anal sex. Just mentioning it got him going on for hours about that gay stuff. A hoarse voice said, "You enjoyed that, didn't you? Oh, when you come, it's so beautiful. God, you are so hot. I couldn't believe you ejaculated for me. And now it's my turn." He bowed his head again to kiss me firmly on the mouth. My lips were pushed apart by that powerful tongue, and I could do nothing but melt for him, kiss him back. Then I smelled something musky, and I felt something hard against my nose. I opened my eyes. It seemed a familiar scent, but what was it? Just when I realized it was my own juices, he pulled back his tongue and mouth, and pressed my mouth open with a soaking thumb. "See how excited you were? Taste your own passion juice. I'd never had a girl who came as good as you. You tightened your muscles so much I thought you would rip my fingers off." I gagged on his big thumb, but I decided to play along and sucked it hard. Who knows what this man would do to me if I managed to piss him off. As he pulled back his hand, I heard a zipper. The same husky voice told me, "Open your mouth, girl. You're gonna enjoy this." Oh, no. He wanted to suck me to suck his cock. I wanted to tell him I was a nice girl. I didn't give blowjobs to just any stranger, even though this one was tall and big. But my throat was still moisture-starved, and I couldn't utter a word. I didn't like that with my boyfriend. Never wanted to do it to other boyfriends either, not after this one disaster date. That was my first boyfriend, Jack, back home. He loved it, but he always pulled back before he came. And I used to gladly do that for him, and we did it whenever we could. But when he was overly excited one time, he ejaculated into my mouth. God, it made me actually sick. I had to turn my head away, and I threw up. Shortly afterward, I broke up with him. And now a total stranger expected me to eat his semen? My mouth was closed stiff as he tried and put his cock against it. Oh my God, he was enormous. I tried to mumble and cry in protest without opening my mouth, and he understood my despair. "I'll be gentle with you. I won't hurt you if you cooperate with me, my dear Joy. Don't you worry." My upside-down head gave me a good view as his dark balls hanging large and heavy underneath his cock. A droplet shone on his large glands. Maybe he wouldn't rape me further if I would suck him, made him waste all of his seed? His hand squeezed my nose shut. I gasped for air. Instead, I sucked in his large hard-on, but at the same time, he opened my nose again so I could breathe. It took my tiny mouth a while to adjust to his size. My jaws had to spread wide open just to get its head past my teeth, which were scraping against his mushroom head. My God, doesn't that hurt? I tried to adjust my tongue to accommodate him, and he moaned loud. "Oh, that feels good. Eat it all the way." I saw his hand wrap around his cock to push it further down my wide-open mouth. What was that spot on his little finger? I couldn't think anymore, needing all my attention to suck his enormous cock. If I treated him real nice, would that be enough for him? Would he let me go instead of really raping me? My jaws relaxed a little, but still it wasn't enough for his gigantic member. He bent over a little, and I felt him inch his way slowly, slowly into my mouth. Just when I was about to gag, I felt his mouth close up over my nipple, snapping it up all the way. His tongue flicked a little before he bit hard with his teeth. Ow! Moaning hard, my back tightened, my jaw muscles relaxed a little more, and I felt my mouth open even wider as he slid all the way inside my throat. His balls slammed against my nose, and I could smell his primal scent. He smelled wonderful, terribly spicy and aroused. His hands went down over my belly. He tickled through my little blonde hairs and followed the line downward. My slit was all ready for him, I'm embarrassed to say. My swollen nub waited for his touch, and he didn't disappoint me. Moaning hard, his index finger wandered over my clit and disappeared into my vagina. Whose moans, his or mine? Again, I felt my jaw relaxing a little, just so I could massage him a little with my tongue. That and the vibrations of my moans against his sensitive firmness seemed to excite him even more, and he started pushing rhythmically with both his cock in my mouth and his finger in my tunnel of love. Oh God, I could never swallow so much manliness. He went deep in my throat every time I thought I would choke, but fortunately each time he pulled back swiftly. He could feel exactly what was happening with one hand softly around the front of my neck, which was bent backwards and tense. I could feel my throat expand every time his cock pushed deep down. I never knew a woman could come just by giving head, but his delightful finger up my cunt could have had something to do with that. Anyway, I couldn't stop shaking, quivering. I screamed with excitement, although his erection smothered most of it. I felt my cum juices spurt against the cold mirror, and I was writhing again his hot, around his hot steak and finger. I never tasted his semen, so maybe his taste wasn't so bad after all. And then suddenly, with a shiver, he came, bumping his head, cock in my throat, time and time again, making me swallow all of his cum. It tasted better than I remembered, and I lapped it all up, smacking, although it was so much that some of it dripped down my face. He moaned loud, "I knew you could suck me good with that little mouth of yours. Now turn around for me, will you?" Much to my regret, he pulled his finger out of my slit and lifted me off the sink, spinning me like I was a 40-pound ballerina till I stood on the floor. Well, stood. He had to hold me up. My legs were so wobbly after that immense orgasm. Then he pulled his cock slowly, ever so slowly, out of my mouth. Dear heaven, he had just come, but he was already getting hard again. And even bigger than before, I think. "I want to taste my own arousal," I heard him say. And his firm mouth closed over mine once again. His tongue pushed my lips apart and entered deep inside my mouth. It may not have been as big as that enormous cock, but he was a great kisser, and I couldn't help it. I just reacted to him and moaned softly. My tongue didn't ask for my permission before reaching out to his firm lips, licking them playfully, circling his tongue. Meanwhile, his hand caressed my breasts, and he squeezed my nipples with two fingers, making shivers go all up and down my spine. His hand was so big, he could hold my entire titty with ease, and he massaged it with his whole hand. There were those shivers again, and my knees started buckling up. I was kept from collapsing by two hands underneath my bottom. Leaning against the sink, I was bent backwards by the gentle but insistent pressure of his torso. When my behind pressed against that cold counter, he moved his hands to my back, to my still-bound hands. Slowly, ever so tantalizing, he undid my ties, never releasing my mouth and tongue. It seemed part of his love-making somehow. Sensually, his fingers tingled around my upper and lower arms till I thought I lost my mind. What did he intend to do next? Had he had enough? Would he let me go? Or did he think I was compliant enough now to cooperate from now on? Would he like to see me escape, only to be able to grab me once again? He'd come already, so I guess it was over now. Well, guess again. "No, little girl, can't let you go yet. You're so delectable, I may never get enough of you." Could he read my mind? He took both my hands and carefully bent them forward, taking care not to hurt my stretched shoulders, tying my wrists together in front of my body. Then he told me to undress him. I had no choice. What else could I do but comply? I took my bound hands to his shoulder, hooking them underneath his lapel, and his jacket fell down over his arm. He shrugged and wriggled completely out of it, then onto his necktie. I did consider strangling him with it, but judging by the feel of the muscles on his upper torso, his arms and neck, he could overpower me with ease. So that thought was soon dispelled, as I considered caressing these displays of physical strength indeed. Down, girl. I just couldn't. His tie was in a tight knot, and I couldn't get it untied with my wrists so bound together, so I simply loosened it instead. Now his shirt needed my attention. Button by button, God, they were tiny. But then his chest revealed itself to me. Even with that little light, I could tell it was as impressive as I imagined it to be. A strong Adam's apple, hard collarbones, a downing of light hair between his hardened nipples, a washboard stomach, narrow waist. With force he took my hands away from his belly, and he groaned, "That's enough." Then he forced me to kneel before him. Oh God, not again. But then he had other ideas. He took my bonds and forced my hands on his huge manhood, having them stroke up and down a couple of times. Then he ordered me to undo his shoes. I went down on all fours and busied myself with the laces and got a good look of the large bare feet that were stuck in these expensive leather shoes. He then lifted my torso to unbutton his pants. I could barely get my hand underneath the tight elastic of his brief, but I finally managed around his back. His buttocks were tight. All the muscles were tense. His cock hung right in my face, and I couldn't resist his beautiful manliness. Who was this tramp of a woman caressing his balls, using both hands, of course, while trying to lick the mushroom head? God, you can't get enough of it, can you? Are you trying to get me to come in your mouth again? Not this time, darling. I have other plans with you. Then he pulled me up and did something complicated. I could hear him locking one of the stall doors by reaching over it with his tall body. Then he held me up, lifted my hands high over my head, and put me against the outside of that door. Then, holding me up with one hand and his naked hip, I felt him reach up and inside the door until, I guess, he found the hook you hang your purse over. He hooked my restraints over it and slowly released me. I hung on that stall doors, my hands just reaching the top of the door, and I could just barely touch the floor with my toes. Oh my God, what would happen to me next? I felt his hard cock press up against my belly before the rest of his body touched mine. His solid stomach pressed firmly against mine, making my butt ice cold from a cold metal door and my belly hot as coals from his excitement. Then he pulled me away from the door and turned me over, my back towards him. Now it was my stomach's turn to freeze, and my ass. He didn't give my nipples a chance to cool off and get even harder than they were, but reached out and grabbed them, squeezing hard. His manhood was pressed against my buttocks. It felt good, but my heavens, he wouldn't dream he could fit there, would he? His hands reached under my buttocks down the inside of my thighs, making sure his little finger pressed up against my anus for a second. He then pushed my knees apart till my thighs were almost in a split. At the same time, he pushed my entire body upward about a foot, and I could cup my hands over the stall door. I felt something hard against the portal to my pussy. Thank goodness. Or was it? Oh, God, I don't think you will ever fit, I heard myself moan. But he was very gentle with me. Slowly and carefully, he pulled me down until his cock was against my lips. I could do nothing but moan and, I don't know, my slit opened up for him. Slowly, very slowly, his cock inched inside my pussy, which was still soaking wet. Still, it wasn't easy. I felt every muscle in my tunnel having to relax to be able to receive him. Again, these big, strong hands were upon my buttocks. Oh, I writhed so much, I almost tore off his cock, and he moaned hard. Then he pushed me down and backwards, just in one thrust, penetrating my pussy full length with his enormous stake. I felt I was torn in two, and I thought I sensed him deep in my throat. Slowly I adjusted to his gigantic monster, and I felt my body moving. My knees hit the stall door, and I could get them closer together with his hands guiding me. How could he still fit inside my even narrower slit? This body of mine betrayed me once again, because I didn't play dead while this big stranger raped me. Oh no, I was the one that moved first. I moan in protest but could do nothing against my own vagina muscles contracting and relaxing again, rhythmically, around his length. My legs lifted upwards to close even further as I came down on him. It seemed I wanted to suck him even deeper inside me. A dark, deep moan came out of his throat. Then he pulled his cock back a little, only to thrust it deep, deep in my cunt. I thought I was pulled apart, so massively was my tunnel filled. I felt its head push against my womb, but I still hadn't felt his balls. Usually I love that feeling of testicles slamming against my cunt, but this shaft was so long it could only fit about half of it inside me. Suddenly I felt something push up against my ass. His thumbnail rubbed against my sphincter. He forced his thumb through it. Ah! Oh God, that felt so good. And I tightened around his thumb. He rhythmically moved his thumb up my bowels in the same tempo as his cock in my cunt. I felt my muscles suck him deeper and deeper inside me with every thrust of his powerful member until I finally felt that familiar feeling of his balls against my mound. Familiar? This was unlike anything I'd ever sensed in my life. Every time he pulled me up from his cock, it seems like a vacuum cleaner. It was that tight. This not only stimulated my cunt, but also my clit, and I lost my mind completely. He didn't have to wait long. Squirming and writhing around his enormous cock, I screamed. Ah! Ah! He kept coming at me with rhythmic thrusts until my excitement subsided a little. Then he went, "Oh, that was good. You almost tore off my cock. Now it's my turn." His voice lost some of its hoarseness, and it sounded vaguely familiar. He gave me no chance to think, though, because right at that time it seemed like everything that happened so far was just a faint tickle, instead of me having one orgasm after another. He pulled almost all of his length out of me, so all that was still inside was his head. Just as I was about to sob from grief, he wrapped his hands around my waist, pulling me down with such incredible force that I thought he would go right through me. A shiver went all up and down my spine, and I felt a stab of pain as my stomach contracted. I couldn't believe I could come again, but there it was, him pushing me up, down again, but this time with long hauls. I twisted and writhed so much, he had to hold me forcibly. He kissed the base of my neck, and I felt a rush of heat surge all through my body, from my toes to the roots of my hair. Oh, ah! This was a new kind of orgasm, one I never felt before. I couldn't believe it myself, but I actually felt myself squirting again. With every thrust of his cock, it oozed out of me and ran down his legs. Then he let out a low animal groan as his whole body stiffened. He accelerated his pace and rammed his cock of his deep in my little grotto, up and down, once, twice, immeasurable times, until he literally exploded. I felt his cock drill deep inside me and the blobs of thick hot semen splash into my womb. I couldn't help screaming for ecstasy once again. My cries mingled with his until our passion ebbed away after a long, long time. I hung exhausted in his arms, listening to our gasps, waiting for our breathing to slowly ease back into a normal pace. He turned me around again, stroking my bare back with his strong hands, pressing that wonderful body of his tightly against mine, and he kissed me deep with those powerful lips and that strong tongue. I closed my eyes. How could I look him in the face ever again? I was embarrassed by the intensity of my multiple orgasms. It was an experience I'd never had in my whole life. Heck, I'd never even had sex with a man I didn't know for at least a year. I'd certainly never been raped by a stranger like this before. Tears welled up in my eyes. Were there tears of anger, frustration, joy? I couldn't tell. My voice rasped. Get out of here. You got what you wanted. What's that now? You liked it as much as I did, and I can prove it to you. And he kissed me intensely one more time. I couldn't help myself. I moaned long and deep, and my lips opened at the slight pressure of his tongue. My tongue darted around his. I felt my whole body melt into his, and then he shivered all over and pulled his mouth back from mine. He stretched up his arms, lifted me out of the purse hook, and released my hands from their restraints. Stiffly, he said, get dressed after I'm gone. And a minute later, the door slammed. I was left with a terribly lonely feeling in my gut, and I collapsed into the cold floor. I felt empty, but strangely enough, completely satisfied.